It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good afternoon once again from Mound City High School. Day two of the Mound City Invitational Tournament, the 68th annual tournament played here in Mound City. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be here for your play-by-play of this evening's ball game. We have just one on tap for you tonight. It's going to be girls competition, the Mound City girls taking on the Rockport Lady Jays. The Blue Jays last night got a win in the first round of pool play over South Holt. They won that one pretty handily. 64-19 was the final, the win for Rockport. The Mound City girls have played two games. They are 1-1 on the season coming into this one. There are four games being played here tonight at Mound City. We're only here for the first one tonight on Sunny. Unfortunately, we'll have to miss our coverage tomorrow night because we have an obligation. We will be at Missouri Western State University with the Rockport Blue Jay boys as they will be playing for the 8-man state football championship going against Worth County. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Pregame starts at 6:30, and we invite you to join us here on Sunny 101.3 for our live coverage of that state championship football game. Rockport fans listening tonight, tell your friends, if you can't make it to the game and support the Blue Jays in person, we certainly invite you to join us here on Sunny 101.3 for our live coverage of that football championship, the 8-man championship from St. Joseph. We're going to take a one-minute break here, just a 60-second break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups right after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this game tonight. First of all, for the Rockport Blue Jays. For the Lady Jays, they'll go with Tatum Vogler. Vogler is a 5'6 junior. Ella Meyerkorth, Ella, a 5'8 senior. She had 13 points in the game last night against South Holt. C.V. Gaines is a freshman at 5'10. Audrey Meyerkorth, another sophomore, 5'9. She was the Jays' leading scorer last night, 19 points in that ball game against South Holt. And Braylon Wood is the fifth starter, rounds out the starting five. She's a 5'10 sophomore for Coach Austin Ellis. Again, they went 1-0 last night with the win over South Holt. Starting lineup for your Mound City Panthers, the Lady Panthers, Coach Ryan Osborne. We'll go with Danica McDonald. McDonald is a 5'8 sophomore. Selah Meadows is a sophomore also at 5'9. Kayla Messer, a 5'8 senior. Peyton Farr, another sophomore at 5'8. And Maggie Osborne, the coach's daughter, she's a junior at 5'9. Rounds out Coach Ryan Osborne's starting five. So it'll be McDonald, Meadows, Messer, Farr, and Osborne going for the Panthers. And for the Blue Jays, Vogler, Meyerkorth, Gaines, Meyerkorth, and Wood, the five starters. That's where we stand as we get set to get underway. I want to remind our listeners on the Nebraska side of things here that we will get our live coverage of Nebraska high school basketball underway this coming Friday night. I will be on the road with the Fall City Tigers as they travel to Syracuse to take on the Syracuse Rockets. Those games will be heard live over on our sister station, KTNC. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. We expect the girls' game to tip off around 6 o'clock, followed by the boys' game at about 7:30. And again, you'll hear those games live on our sister station, KTNC, AM 1230 and 107.1 on your FM dial. Also, a reminder, you can hear all of our games on our worldwide web at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, and you can listen in. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Shurag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Shurag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Mound City High School. Live coverage of the 68th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament coming your way tonight here on Sunny. I want to remind all of our listeners, if you haven't yet downloaded our MSC Radio app, check it out now in your local app store, your favorite app store. Again, the name of our app is MSC Radio. You click on that puppy and it brings up all six of our MSC Radio stations, part of our group. You can select anyone you'd like to listen to live. Simply click on the app, click on the station you selected. In our case, it'd be Sunny 101.3. And with two clicks of the finger, you can be listening to all of our live coverage of high school sports using that telephone just like a transistor radio. How many of my listeners have any idea what a transistor is? I wonder if they can still remember that. But let's call it a portable radio. And MSC Radio is the name of that app. Check it out. You can listen to us anywhere around the country if you have that app on your phone. All right, we've had the introduction of starting lineups now here over the PA. We're about set to get underway. Our officials come over to retrieve the basketball from the scorer's table. McDonald, Meadows, Messer, Farr, and Osborne on the floor for the Panthers. Vogler, Meyerkorth, Gaines, Meyerkorth, and Wood will be out there for the Blue Jays. Stepping into the center circle, Audrey Meyerkorth. Audrey will be jumping it up against Kayla Messner. Messner and Meyerkorth ready to tip it up. High school basketball coming your way from Mound City, Missouri. The official steps in. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Blue Jays. Rockworth with the basketball across the timeline into fourth court left side. Braylon Wood with the basketball. Across court pass goes to Vogler. Vogler to the top of the key. Finds Ella Meyerkorth. Ella Meyerkorth left elbow. Stevie Gaines with the ball. Gaines holds it a minute. Now tries to drive the baseline on the left side. Couldn't get there. They shut her off, and Gaines has to bring the ball back out top to Ella Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth, underneath the basket, kicks it to the top of the key. Here's a long three from the right side that's up and off, no good. That shot put up by Vogler, and the rebound comes down to the Panthers. Into forecourt on the dribble. Maggie Osborne. Osborne gives it up to Farr. Farr works to the right elbow, holds the ball there for a moment. Now has it tipped away from her and stolen with the steal. Ella Meyerkorth. Ella Meyerkorth driving layup. Missed the layup. Uncontested. Rebound to Farr. Farr holds it up in backcourt and she'll bring it down and come across the timeline and set the offense once again for the Panthers. Farr with the basketball looks to the right side. A cross court pass on the left elbow to Meadows. Meadows comes up top with it. Gives it inside to Messer. Messer finds Farr again into the corner, right side, an open look at the basket for McDonald. Doesn't want to take it. McDonald goes back to Messer with the pass and hands off to Farr. They're looking for Osborne inside the paint. Can't get it to her. She's well covered. Here's a three from the far side by Meadows. Up and off, no good. Stepping on the baseline with Stevie Gaines going after that basketball. And it'll be the Panthers basketball. Mount City will get it back after Gaines stepped on the baseline. 6:40 to go first quarter. No score yet in the contest. Farr to inbound it. Brings it up top to Messer. Messer hands up to Meadows. Meadows dribbles between the rings on the top of the circle. Works around to the left elbow. There it goes down to McDonald. Here's a long three from the left corner. Up and good by Farr. Peyton Farr with the first bucket of the night, and it's a three from down deep in the left corner. Mound City goes up top 3-0 with the basketball. Ella Meyercourt now for the Blue Jays. Meyercourt had it taken away for a moment. Now she got the basketball back. Clears a pass back to the top of the circle to Aubrey Meyercourt with a long three that's up and off, no good, but the rebound comes down to Stevie Gaines. Gaines with a follow shot. Up and off does not go, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Stevie Gaines to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Meadows. Selah Meadows picks up her first personal team foul number one on the Panthers. Stevie Gaines at the line, a 5'10 freshman shooting two shots. The first one is up and rims off, won't go. She'll have a second attempt coming. Substitute into the ballgame now for the Rockport Blue Jays comes Leah Meyercourt. Leah in replacing Tatum Vogler. Stevie Gaines standing at the free throw line, ready for her second attempt from the charity stripe. It's on the way up, and this one is good. Gaines got the second of two, makes it 3-1 now. Rockport up by two. The Panthers with the basketball. Osborne inbounds the ball, brings it into Farr. Peyton Farr on the dribble across the timeline, picked up defensively by Stevie Gaines at the top of the key. Goes to the left wing with the pass. There's Maggie Osborne holding the ball for a minute. Finds McDonald with a bounce pass to the top of the circle. Far to the left wing. Now Messer holds it for a minute. Goes inside the paint to Osborne. Ball is tipped away nicely and stolen. With the steal is Audrey Meyercourt. Fast break at the other end. I think we're going to see a turnover here on the baseline. Ball is going to belong to Rockport. We got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Messer. On Messer, that's her first personal and team foul number two on Mound City. Rockport to inbound the pass on the baseline under their own basket. They lob it up to the top of the key to Aubrey Meyercourt. Long three, Meyercourt up and off, no good. Rebound, try for follow shot, doesn't go. And a whistle and yet another foul on the Panthers. Mound City with some quick fouls here. That foul is going to go on Messer, and that's her second personal already. Third team foul. At the free throw line is Braylon Wood, 5'11 sophomore, shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. She'll have another attempt coming. Into the ballgame for Mound City, Elena Gillenwater. Gillenwater in now, replacing Kaylee Messler, who sets out with two personals. So Gillenwater on the floor. Second free throw for Wood is up. It's off, also no good. Peyton Farr with the rebound. Peyton Farr down court with the basketball, picked up defensively at the top of the key by Ella Meyercourt. Pass goes to the left wing to Meadows. Meadows has her pass knocked right back in her face there by Aubrey Meyercourt. It goes out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Panthers. 5:22 to play here in the first quarter. It's 3-1. Mound City up by two. Inbound the pass to Maggie Osborne. Osborne tries to dribble between defenders, puts a pass into the corner to McDonald on the right side. McDonald, no place to go with the ball, in trouble. Now goes inside with it, tried to get it inside to Osborne, but a whistle, and we're going to have a foul call now on the Blue Jays. This one is going to go, well, I'm going to wait until they post it. You know, foul is going to be on Carly Gibbards. That is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Blue Jays. Inbound the pass to McDonald. McDonald works the dribble, tries to go around the defender to the left side to Peyton Farr. Peyton Farr squares up as if to shoot the ball, can't get it. Now she needs help. Somebody comes out, Gaines, to get the basketball. There's Maggie Gaines with a jump shot, or Maggie Osborne with a jump shot. Under the basket, that's up and off, no good. The rebound comes down once again to the Blue Jays. A quick downcourt pass goes to Wood in the corner on the right side of the basket. She comes to Meyercourt. That's Ella Meyercourt dribbling into the paint. They kick it to the left wing. A long three. Baseline left side up and off. No good. Fight for the rebound underneath. I believe yet another foul is going to be called. This one is going to be on Rockport's Carly Gibbards. That's her second personal, team foul number two on the Blue Jays. 4:37 to play now in the first quarter. 3-1 your score. Low scoring contest so far. We've played 3.5 minutes here and it's 3-1. picking up her dribble is Peyton Farr. Farr gets it off to the right wing to Meadows. Meadows tries to dribble around the defender. They're reaching in on her, slapping at the ball. There's Audrey Meyercourt. Inside it goes to Osborne. Osborne tries to move to the basket. We'll have a jump ball called. She got tied up. Held ball possession arrow is going to favor Mound City. Panthers will keep the basketball. And they will inbound it under their own bucket. To inbound the pass will be Peyton Farr. Host of substitutions in for Rockwart. We'll pick them up here now in a minute. Leah Meyercourt is in the ballgame. Meadows feeds it underneath inside to Peyton Farr. Farr to the left side. Open look. Baseline left. Shot is up. Off. No good. That one would not drop. Put up by Sophie Bierman. Rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Blue Jays work to the corner underneath the wood. Her shot over the top doesn't go. Rebound. Foot gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to the top of the free throw circle. Shot is up. Rebound. Follow shot put up by Stevie Gaines doesn't go. Coming out of there is Osborne. Maggie Osborne with the defensive board for the Panthers. 3:47 to go first quarter. Still just 3-1 is our score. Peyton Farr being harassed out there by Alba Meyercourt. Almost lost the basketball. Goes inside the paint. Is tipped away. Sold underneath by Leah Meyercourt. Leah starts up the court and it'll be a turnover. She traveled with the basketball. Mound City will get the ball back. 3:35 to go first quarter. 3-1 your score. Mound City up by a pair here. Rockport has gone 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Mound City's only points came on a three-pointer by Peyton Farr from down in the corner. Meadows handles the basketball on the inbound pass, goes to McDonald. McDonald, top of the key. Oh, she had an open look and passed it up to the right side. Now Peyton Farr will put up a long three. The rebound underneath comes down to the Panthers. They kick it out to the left wing. McDonald for three. Hits off, won't go, and the ball touches the support. That's out of bounds. It'll turn it back over to the Rockport Lady Jays. 3-1, Mound City up by 2 points. We've almost played 5 minutes of basketball and only one field goal thus far. 3-1, Mound City on top. With the dribble comes Ella Meyercourt. Dribbling layup, baseline left side, whistle and a foul will put Ella Meyercourt to the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. Foul is going to be called on Peyton Farr. On Peyton, that is her first personal team foul number 4 now of the quarter on the Mound City Panthers. At the line, Ella Meyercourt. She'll be shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Meyercourt gets the first one. She'll have a chance to tie it up if she can get this one to drop. Amber Sellis in now for the Mound City Panthers. She's in to replace Danica McDonald on the floor. Ella Meyercourt ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up. It's good also. She hit them both. We're tied to 3 apiece with 3:04 to go here in this low-scoring first quarter of the contest. Peyton Farr brings the ball across the timeline to set the offense. They reach in and slap the ball away from her. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called. Foul is going to be on Ella Meyercourt. On Ella, her first personal, team foul number 3 on the Lady Jays. Peyton Farr will inbound the basketball. Gets it in now to Maggie Osborne. Maggie hasn't had much of a chance to do anything with the basketball. They've been keeping her covered up here just like a glove. Now they do get the ball to her. She works with the left-handed dribble to the top of the key. A reach-in foul there is going to be called on Braylon Wood. Wood picks up her first personal. Team foul number 4 of the quarter now on Rockport. Both teams with 4 team fouls here. 2:43 left to play in the first period. All tied up at 3 apiece. Maggie Osborne will inbound the ball on the right side in the forecourt, right in front of the Rockport bench. Inbounds the pass, tosses into Peyton Farr. Farr being pressured by Ella Meyercourt. Farr handles the basketball off. Boy, big collision at the top of the key. They're coming after Osborne, slapping away at her. We're going to have another whistle and a foul called on Rockport. This one is going to go on Braylon Wood, and that is team foul number 5 of the quarter. So that will send Maggie Osborne to the line, where she'll be shooting 2 shots now for the Mound City Panthers. Her first free throw is up and good. Maggie Osborne with her first point of the night. That puts Mound City back on top now 4-3. Back onto the floor for Rockport comes Audrey Meyercourt, the sophomore. Maggie Osborne's second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. She hit them both. It's 5-3. Mound City on top. 2.5 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. On the left wing, handling the basketball, they lob the pass inside on the baseline underneath. It's stolen away. Coming up with a steal from Mound City is Amber Sellis. Sellis gets the ball down court. Maggie Osborne, spin move between defenders. Shot is up off the glass. No, couldn't get it. Rebound right back to the Blue Jays. They'll fast break the ball down the court. A nice steal. Coming across was Peyton Farr. He made the steal on the basketball. Needs help now in backcourt. Gets rid of the ball. Across court it comes to Bierman. Bierman. They're going to have to hurry to get this thing across the midcourt line. They do, but barely. Peyton Farr. Bierman gives chase to her. Meyercourt. Ella Meyercourt comes up. Now they double team Farr. Farr tries to dribble out of it and finally gets knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Rockford's Ella Meyercourt, her second personal, team foul number 6. And that means at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, will be the Mound City Panthers. At the line, it's going to be Peyton Farr. Farr has 3 points on a field goal tonight. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. The free throw is on the way. It's up and good. Boy, nothing but nylon on that one. Into the ballgame, Landry Kelly, and now for the Blue Jays. Kelly in replacing Ella Meyercourt, who has 2 personal fouls. Peyton Farr ready with her second free throw. It's up and good. Also, again, nothing but strings. Never even touched the rim. Peyton Farr with 5 points now. It's 7-3. Biggest lead for either team here. Mound City up by 4 with a minute 39 to play. There's a long 3 from the right corner. Off no good, but the rebound to the Blue Jays. Back to the left side. There's a 2 from 10 feet out. Up and good on the baseline left side. Hitting that 2 from down in the corner was Leah Meyercourt. Her first points of the night. 7-5, Rockford by 2, 1:21 on the clock here in the first quarter. Meadows to the top of the circle, gives it up to Farr. Peyton Farr with the dribble, a cross-court skip pass, dangerous toss all the way over to Meadows. Inside they go with it to Osborne. Osborne wants to go up with it, and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow this time will go to the Rockford Blue Jays. All right, subs into the ball game now for Mound City. McDonald back onto the floor. Also checking in is Alina Gillenwater. Gillenwater out there for the Panthers. Chance to tie or maybe take the lead with the 3 here now for Rockford. Blue Jays, Leah Meyercourt on the dribble. Meyercourt around the horn to the right elbow. Now trying to drive on the baseline. Driving layup up off. No good. Shot put up by Audrey Meyercourt, but we've got a whistle and a foul. I think this is going to be a shooting foul. Foul's going to be called on Meadows. Meadows picks up her second personal. Team foul number 5. That will send to the free throw line. Audrey Meyercourt shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Meyercourt will have a second shot coming and a chance to tie the ball game here with 52 seconds to play in the first quarter. Audrey Meyercourt, second free throw is up. It's good also, and we're tied at 7 apiece. Off the bench comes Amber Sellis. Sellis in now replacing Meadows. For the Panthers, all tied at 7, 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's been a close one so far. Biggest lead by anybody was when Mound City went up 7-3 with a 4-point lead. Panthers now setting up their offense. Farr, Peyton Farr on the floor, got rid of it. Now being pushed from the backside there, a whistle and another foul on the Blue Jays. Let's see who they put this one on. It's going to be called on Leah Meyercourt. That's her first personal. That's already 6-7 fouls here in the quarter. At the free throw line will be Danica McDonald. McDonald will be shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and rimmed it off. Couldn't get it. She'll have a second shot coming. Danica McDonald has not scored yet this afternoon. Early evening, I guess we are now. McDonald ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is up. It's good. She's got that one down. And that puts Mound City back on top by 1, 8-7 with 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And here come the Blue Jays. Stevie Gaines holds the ball out of the left elbow. The freshman now dribbles around defenders, goes into the corner with a pass deep on the baseline right side. Meyercourt, shot is up and off, no good. Oh, the rebound came down for a minute. Now a follow shot put up by Gaines, and she couldn't get it down. Stevie Gaines had a point-blank shot under the basket, couldn't get it to fall. Into forecourt. Here comes Maggie Osborne to the top to McDonald. McDonald launches a 3. It won't go. Rebound down court. Long pass and a double dribble is called. 2/10 of a second left to go. And it'll be Mound City's basketball, just 2/10 of a second on the clock. 8-7, the Mound City Panthers up by a single point. They get a chance to play it in under their own basket. It'll just have to be a catch and toss. 2/10 of a second, I don't think it's possible to execute that, but we'll see what happens. Peyton Farr will inbound it. She'll inbound it. Hot shot is up. They'll wave it off. After one quarter, Mound City on top, 8-7 over Rockport. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A few of our premier sponsors of this Mound City tournament include BTC Bank with locations in Oregon and throughout the state, also by Yoakum Services of Mound City, Northwest Ag of Mound City, and Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber Company. Mead is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. We move into second quarter action. Basketball will belong to the Mound City Panthers. On the dribble, into forecourt, in a hurry, comes Meadows. Has the ball tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds over there by Ella Meyercourt, and it'll stay with the Panthers. Peyton Farr will inbound the pass for Mound City. She stands on the left sideline in forecourt. Gets it out to the top of the circle to Osborne. Maggie Osborne goes around Wood. Osborne tries to go up with a shot. Wood has the block on it. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after it. Long down court pass to Meyercourt. Meyercourt with a driving layup up and good. They found Ella Meyercourt way down here all by herself. She got the easy lay-in. It's 9-8 now. Rockford up by one as Peyton Farr sets the offense. Picks up the dribble, goes to Meadows on the left wing. Meadows with the right-handed dribble comes up between the rings to the top of the circle, reverses out onto the left elbow now. A cross-court pass is going to be stolen away once again. All the way in for the driving layup goes Stevie Gaines. Can't get it. Gaines missed the layup, whistle, and a foul on the fight for the rebound here. Let's see what they're going to say. Timeout's going to be taken. 7:13 to go. Second quarter, 9-8 now. Rockport up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ben's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Ben's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Ben's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Second quarter, first half, Mount City with the basketball. Pass goes into Peyton Farr. She puts up a long two that's off no good. Coming down with a rebound is Ella Meyercourt. Meyercourt's in backcourt, a cross-court pass. Audrey Meyercourt. Aubrey feeds it to the left wing. Wood has it in the corner. Turnaround shot, Meyercourt up and off, no good. Rebound, Peyton Farr. Farr will push the ball up the court very quickly this time for the Panthers. Gets it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by Rockport, really putting the pressure on the ball handlers. Almost getting the steal. Now with the dribble is Osborne. Osborne goes around the defender. Gets the ball back in the corner. Deep low post right side. Oh, the pass goes inside. Trying to go up with a shot was Isabel Atkins, who just checked in at the quarter. Atkins with a turnaround attempt for the shot. Couldn't get it. She's fouled. Foul is going to be called on Tatum Vogler. On Vogler, her first. Team foul number one of the period. At the line, Isabel Atkins, a 5'10 sophomore. First free throw is up and good. And she ties the ball game. Back at 9 apiece now once again. Second free throw is up, and it's good also. Isabel Atkins got them both. She makes a pair. 10-9. Seesaw contest, Mound City back up by one. 6:20 to play here in the second quarter in the first half. On the give and go, Stevie Gaines goes up with a layup. Doesn't get it, but she's going to draw a foul. And we're going to put Stevie Gaines to the free throw line. Think this foul is going to go on Isabel Atkins. On Atkins, that'll be her first personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Stevie Gaines at the line. Shot is up and good. Stevie is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight, has 2 points. That ties the score once again at 10. It's been that close, folks. Second shot is up for Gaines. It's good also. Stevie's now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. It's 11-10. The lead back to Rockport in a seesaw contest. Peyton Farr with the dribble. Guarding her is Ella Meyercourt. Farr goes to the left wing to McDonald. McDonald looks to Osborne at the top of the key. Osborne not able to get her hands on the ball very much here. They're really obviously defending her very closely. They feed it underneath to Meadows. Meadows tries to go in for a layup. I think she's going to be fouled from behind here by Tatum Vogler. Vogler is called for her second personal, second team foul of the period on Rockport. And at the free throw line, to shoot two is Meadows. The first one is up and good. Selah Meadows hits the first of two. That's her first point of the night, and we're tied once again at 11. I'll tell you, the lead is changing hands with almost every basket here. Right now, tied at 11. Second free throw is up. This one is off, no good. 5:53 to go here in the second quarter. Now foul on the fight for the rebound, and I think they're going to get Atkins for another quick one. So Isabel Atkins, who just checked in, already has picked up 2 quick personal fouls. We're tied at 11 with 5:49 to go in the first half. Audrey Meyercourt will set the offense. It's a man-to-man defense here now. Flips it out to the left wing. Meyercourt from the left side is up and off. No good. Great job on the rebound, but a turnover right back to Meyercourt. Driving layup, can't get it. Woods is on the floor going after the basketball. We may have a held ball here. Yes, we do. Woods was down there battling with Peyton Farr for that ball. Possession arrow favors Rockport. Blue Jays will get the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Wood to inbound it. Bounce pass to Leah Meyercourt, right side. Oh, blocked away big time, but a whistle, a foul on Salem Meadows. Meadows was not going to concede a basket by any means, and Meadows is called for her third personal, third team foul of the quarter. That's 3 team fouls already with 5:29 to play here in the period. At the free throw line, Ella Meyercourt shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Ella is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has 5 points. Atkins will leave the ball game. Back onto the floor, Sophie Bierman checks in now for Mound City. Coach Ryan Osborne substituting Freela here. Ella Meyercourt, 3 for 3 from the line so far tonight, has 5 points. Here comes her next free throw. Meyercourt takes aim, bends the knees, launches the shot. It's up and it's good. She hit him all 4 in a row here. 5.5 minutes to go, first half. 13-11. Now it's Rockport up by 2. Somebody gets a 2-point lead. That's big news in this ball game. It's been that close all the way through. McDonald with the dribble, the left-handed dribble, holds it up at the top of the key, reaching in, trying to slap it away as Audrey Meyercourt gets the ball underneath. Oh, they were trying to go inside to Osborne. Boy, they've got Maggie Osborne just sewed up underneath this basket, guarding her so tightly. No opportunities to touch the basketball at all here almost. And it's 13-11. Blue Jays with a 2-point lead and the basketball. Ella Meyercourt handles the ball to the top of the circle. Comes up to Gebhards with the ball. Gebhards to the right wing. There's a long 3 from the right corner that's up and off, no good. Rebound under the basket, coming out with it. They give it out to Ella Meyercourt, driving layup up and good. Ella Meyercourt on the drive, laid it in. She's got 8 points now, and it's 15-11. This is the biggest lead for Rockport. They're up by 4. Peyton Farr being chased again by Meyercourt at the top of the key. There's a turnover just as Peyton Farr let go of the ball on the pass. McDonald broke the other direction, and the ball went into the stands. So a turnover. Now Rockport with a 4-point lead and the ball. There's a 2 from the left wing. Up and good. Getting the shot from the left corner was Leah Meyercourt. Suddenly it's a 6-point Rockport lead. Biggest lead for either team so far in the ballgame. Dribbling all the way in and trying to go to the basket is Osborne. She gets hammered and knocked to the floor. I believe Maggie's going to be at the line where she's going to be shooting 2 shots here. This foul is going to be on Leah Meyercourt. On Leah, her second personal. Lots of fouls in this ball game already. At the free throw line, Maggie Osborne shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Maggie is now 3 out of 3 from the line and has 3 points. Tatum Vogler back into the ball game. Wood also back into the ball game now for Rockport. Maggie Osborne ready for her second free throw. Looks to the hoop, launches the shot. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. She looks almost automatic on that. It doesn't even touch the rim. She's got 4 points. on 4-for-4 free throw shooting. The score 17-13. Here's a long three from the right wing. That's up and off, no good. Pulling down the rebound for Mound City is Sophie Bierman. Bierman gets it out quickly to Farr. Farr trying to look for the pass. Oh, a nice screen set underneath by Osborne. She got clobbered when she set the screen. Osborne was open there momentarily. They left her uncovered but couldn't get the ball into her. Okay, now Tatum Farr in for the driving layup. Got the basket and she's fouled. Nice job there moving to the hoop by Peyton Farr. Farr got the basket to fall, and she'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is on Stevie Gaines. On Stevie, her first personal, team foul number three for the and one. The shot is up and good by Peyton Farr. And now Peyton Farr has 8 points, and it's a one-point lead for Rockford after they opened up a bit of a lead. There's a steal coming down the sideline. The ball is dribbled away. Stepping on the sideline with the basketball was Sophie Bierman. And she turns it right back over to Rockford after she made a nice steal on the break on the pass there. 17-16, Rockford by one. Clock shows 3:35 to play here in the second quarter at the Mound City Tournament. With the ball is Stevie Gaines. She holds it for a long time out of the right wing. Now comes up top to Ella Meyercourt. Ella Meyercourt, left side to Wood with it. Braylon Wood. Wood beats it underneath the basket to Tatum Vogler. Vogler has it stolen away. It gets away out of bounds. And let's see, they're going to say it was touched last by Mound City's Sophie Bierman. There's a host of substitutions back in for Rockport. Back in comes Gebhardt back into the lineup. Also back onto the floor, I believe Claire Miller in for the first time. With the dribble is Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey Meyercourt off to Stevie Gaines. She holds it out on the right wing. The freshman waits a long time. Now comes back to Audrey Meyercourt with it. Audrey tries to dribble into the paint, pulls up for a jumper that's up and good. That was a nice move by Audrey Meyercourt. She led the Blue Jays in scoring last night against South Hold, had 19 in that one. It's 19-16. The lead is three for the Blue Jays. 2:51 to play here in the first half. Left side baseline in the corner, handling the ball. Amber Sellis. Sellis gives it up top, carrying the basketball. It'll be a turnover there. The dribble got a little too tall for Sophie Bierman. Bierman will come out of the lineup and a replacer, Isabel Atkins. Atkins played briefly at the beginning of this quarter and got two quick fouls. So Atkins, she's the big girl inside, 5'10", and a sophomore inside the paint. Left wing handling the ball. Gebhardt's baseline left side into traffic. No chance for a shot under there by Stevie Gaines. She falls to the floor. The ball is stolen. Coming up with the steal. They give it out to Peyton Farr. Nice job there with the steal by Amber Sellis. Peyton Farr down court with it. To Osborne, Maggie Osborne, right back up to Farr. 2:15 to go. Farr all the way in, driving layup, and got it. Nice move to the basket there by Peyton Farr. Peyton with 10 points now, a double figures. 19-18, the lead is one for Rockport with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. On the right side of the lane, the spin move, turnaround, jump shot, up and good. Nice move again by Audrey Meyercourt. She's made two nice shots in a row on two trips here, back-to-back trips down the floor. Resulted in an Audrey Meyercourt basket. 21-18. Rockport by three. 1:42 to go here in the first half. Into the corner. There's an open look. McDonald from the right side for three, and she nailed it. Open look for Danica McDonald, the sophomore. She nailed the three from down in the corner. We're tied at 21-all. Driving layup at the other end. Shot is up and off. No good. Whistle and a foul. It'll be a shooting foul. Foul is going to be called on Amber Sellis. On Sellis, her first personal. That's team foul number four. But it's a shooting foul. So at the line, Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey has gone 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has 6 points. The first one is up and off. No good. Bounced off the side. Couldn't get it down. Chance to break the tie here with their second attempt. We're tied to 21-all with a minute 26 to play here in the second quarter. Second free throw is up. It is short. Atkins tipped it away. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to go off the fingertips of Danica McDonald. So with 1:24 to play here in the first half, we're tied at 21 apiece. Rockport will have the basketball. The inbound pass to Audrey Meyercourt for a long three, and she nailed it. Audrey is feeling it. She's made her last three shots in a row. That one was a tray that puts Rockport back up by 3, 24-21. Now Peyton Farr is being double-teamed, has the ball knocked away from her, hit her head on the floor. She gets up quite a collision over here. I think she's all right, but foul is going to go on the Blue Jays. A foul will be called on Audrey Meyercourt, Meyercourt's first personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line will be Peyton Farr. She's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line tonight. First free throw is up and good. Farr put that one down. She has 11 points now in the ballgame. She can get the Panthers back to within 1 if she hits this one. Shot is up. It's good. Players all over the floor down here. She made them both. It's 24-23. 1 minute and 2 seconds to go here in this first half. Rockport with a 1-point lead comes down to set the offense for the Blue Jays. Gebbards into the corner on the left side of the basket. Has to kick it back out to Meyercourt. Here comes Aubrey Meyercourt. She's had the hot hand. Underneath it goes to Gebbards. Back to Aubrey. Aubrey for 3 from the corner. She got it. Aubrey Meyercourt is literally on fire. She's made 4 baskets in a row and has 12 points suddenly. 27-23. The lead is 4 now for Rockport with just 34 seconds to go in the first half. Peyton Farr is double-teamed. They're really working Farr over here. She dribbles with the basketball. Into the paint. Osborne, little shot in the paint, in the lane. Nope. Rebound Rockport. They've got 22 seconds to hurry down. Here comes Aubrey Meyercourt pushing off with the forearm and got the layup. She got away with the push-off. Used the forearm, shoved the defender out of the way, and then laid it off the glass. Boy, that brings Coach Ryan Osborne up off the bench. He's upset with the man in the striped shirt. Here's a long 3 from the left corner, up and good. Hitting the 3 for Mound City is Peyton Farr. Farr answers with the 3. There's the buzzer, and at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays are leading. The Mound City Panthers are halftime score 29-26. Rockport with the lead over Mound City. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. Be back with our halftime scoring recap. The halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our premier sponsors for this presentation of high school basketball include Hiawatha Implement of Mount City and Hiawatha, Shy Drainage of Oregon, Missouri, also Sure Egg of Forest City, as well as Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri, Northwest Egg of Mount City, BTC Bank with locations in Oregon and throughout the state of Missouri, and also by Yoakum Services here in Mount City. Say thanks to those premier sponsors for this live coverage of the Mount City Tournament. Time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, our halftime score, Rockford on top, 29-26 over the Mound City Panthers. Let's break it down and look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Mound City, they're led by Peyton Farr in double figures. She has 15 points in the first half. Danica McDonald added 4. Maggie Osborne also with 4. All of those at the free throw line. Isabel Atkins with 2. And Salem Meadows added 1. That adds up to 26. From the free throw line, some pretty good shooting there. Mound City hit 12 out of 14 from the charity stripe, and it's been the free throws that have kept them in this ballgame, 12 out of 14 at the line. For the Rockport Blue Jays, the hot hand for Audrey Meyercourt. She's picking up right where she left off last night. She led them in scoring against South Holt with 19 points. Here at halftime, Audrey has 14 points in the ballgame. At one point, she made 4 shots in a row, a pair of deuces, and then 2 trays. Here, all of those points came in this second quarter. So 14 for Audrey Meyercourt. With 8 points is Ella Meyercourt, adding 4. Leah Meyercourt and Stevie Gaines, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 3 points. That adds up to 29. Rockport from the free throw line made 9 out of 14 in the first half from the charity stripe. The halftime score, 29-26 now. Rockport leading Mound City. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You're invited to find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, then a quick weather update, and a 1-minute timeout following that, and then we'll be back here in just about 4 minutes with more high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
This is National Influenza Vaccination Week. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you that getting your annual flu shot is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your loved ones from flu illness and potential complications, especially if you are at risk. Flu vaccines are safe, effective, and help keep our families and community healthy through the season. Don't wait. Schedule your flu shot today by visiting your local pharmacy or contacting your primary care physician. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. For this evening, we are expecting cold temperatures as temperatures fall back to around 2 above and mostly cloudy skies. North winds will gust at times up to around 20 miles per hour. Winds will be lighter for Thursday, but a colder day, high around 23, lots of sunshine, and southeast winds up to around 10 miles per hour. We'll continue to see southwest winds at that mark into Thursday night. Mostly clear skies forecast and a low around 14. Temperatures bounce back to around 38 on Friday, with mostly sunny skies and southwest winds up to around 10 miles per hour. Friday night, we'll see increasing clouds as temperatures dip back to around 18. For the day on Saturday, cloud cover lingers as we drop back to around 36. 20-hour forecast low into Saturday night and mostly cloudy. We'll see that cloud cover continuing into Sunday, too, a cooler day with a high around 24. As we head towards Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies remain with a low around 16. Sunshine is back for Monday, warmer, too, with a high around 36. Passing clouds come in Monday night with a low around 24. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Mound City. At the half, the Rockport Blue Jay girls leading the Mound City Panthers. 29-26, our halftime score. Well, I don't know what Coach Ryan Osborne had to say to the Mound City girls in the locker room. Whatever it was, he delivered that message quickly because they went to the locker room, and within 2 minutes, he had them back out on the floor taking some warm-up shots out here. So it was a very brief conversation, whatever was said in that locker room. Rockport was gone about 5 or 6 minutes before they came back out here during the 10-minute break. 29-26, that's our halftime score. Rockport fans, while we've got your attention here, why not leave your radio tuned right here to Sunny 101.3, and you'll be all set tomorrow night for that 8-man state championship football game. Pre-game show here on Sunny at 6:30. We'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff. Yours truly will be on hand to call the play-by-play. Cody Schwong is going to join me on the color commentary for tomorrow night's broadcast of that state championship football game. Best of luck to the Rockport Blue Jay boys tomorrow night. They go in there 13-0 looking for the state championship. All right, we're ready now to move into third quarter, second half action. Inbound the ball. It's going to come into Mound City. They'll set it up. Far off to the right wing with it. A cross-court pass delivers to Messer. Messer around the horn, McDonald. McDonald driving layup. Up, couldn't get it, but she's fouled. I think they're going to get Stevie Gaines for the foul, and that's probably going to put McDonald at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Dana McDonald is one out of two from the line tonight, has 4 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up just short. Off the front of the rim, she'll get another attempt. 29-26, Rockport up by three here as we move into the third quarter. Danica McDonald, a 5'8 sophomore. This one is up. It's off the back of the iron, and the rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Wood comes down with it. In a hurry, this is Stevie Gaines holding the ball out of the left wing. Up to Meyer Court, top of the key. Ella, bounce pass right side. There's a long three from the right wing that's off for Meyer Court, Audrey Meyer Court, but the rebound comes right back down to the Blue Jays. Bogler comes up with a loose basketball. All-away shot in the lane, up and off, and a great shot going up and getting the rebound there for Mound City's Messer. Messer's going to give it up to Peyton Farr. Farr comes across the division line into forecourt, dribbles between the rings, works to the right side of the free throw circle, picks up the dribble, across court pass, left side, goes inside Osborne. Osborne with a floater in the lane, up and good. Maggie Osborne now with 6 points, and it's a 1-point Rockport lead, 29-28. We played a minute here in the third quarter, 7 minutes to go, third period. Underneath ball tipped away. Great job there by Osborne to reach in, knock the basketball away from Stevie Gaines as they tried to feed it to her under the basket. It'll be Rockport's ball under their own basket. They'll trigger it in baseline left side. Gaines with a shot that's up and off no good. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Can't get it. Got her own rebound again. Put back and got it up. It took three tries, but Stevie Gaines hung with it and got it down. Gaines' first field goal of the night. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and it's back to a 3-point lead for the Blue Jays. 6:38 to go here in the third quarter. 31-28, Rockport on top. And here comes Mound City. Peyton Farr thought about the shot. Now McDonald launches a long three. It won't go. With the rebound is Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey's going to bring the ball down court herself. Look out, lady. She is dangerous. Now Audrey stops at the top of the key, pulls it up, hands the ball off to Ella Meyercourt. Ella with a 12-foot jumper. Left side is up and off. No good. Rebound follow shot. Put back up and good by Stevie Gaines. Gaines with back-to-back baskets here now for Rockport. And it's a 5-point lead for the Blue Jays. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Blue Jays up by five. Mound City's basketball. Holding it into the corner. Up to Messer with it. Around the horn. Kaylee Messer. Messer looking to the left wing. Inside, Peyton Favre hands right back to Messer, almost tipped away from her. They've got her trapped down in the corner. She goes to Favre with it. The ball is loose on the floor. Favre trying to lob it inside to Osborne. Ball stolen away by Wood. Wood with a driving lay-in up and good. She barely got that one up. She got deep under the basket. Braylon Wood with the breakaway lay-in. 7-point lead now for Rockport. This is the biggest lead by either team in this basketball game. 5:19 to go in the third quarter. It's 35-28. Rockport up by 7. Handling the basketball is Kaylee Messner. Messner goes into Favre. Favre goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. This one's going to be on Ella Meyercourt. On Ella, that will be her third personal foul. Team foul number 2 on the Blue Jays. And at the free throw line will be Peyton Favre. Peyton is a perfect 5 for 5 from the line tonight. This one is up and good. Now 6 out of 6 from the line. She has 16 points to lead all scorers for Mound City. Riley Gaines will come out of the ball game. In to replace her will be Leah Meyercourt now for the Rockport Blue Jays. Also back onto the floor, Isabel Atkins checks in for Mound City, replacing Kaylee Messer. All right, Peyton Favre still standing at the charity stripe, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's up and good. She hit them both. Wait a minute. I think they're going to wave that one off. There was a lane violation. Somebody stepped across the line. So they'll take that free throw away from Peyton Favre. And the score remains 35-29, a 6-point lead for the Blue Jays. Now here comes Rockport down court. They feed it inside the lane. Baseline left side, nothing there. Skip pass across court. Handling the ball on the near side is Aubrey Meyercourt. Then the paint shot is up and good. Aubrey Meyercourt has got the hot hand here for the Blue Jays. She has 16 points now for Rockport. Aubrey Meyercourt playing well. She had 19 last night. In the game against South Cole. Here's an open look by Favre that's up and good, and that's just a 2, though. Peyton Favre was just inside the 3-point arc over on the right elbow when she launched that one. Back to a 6-point lead now, 37-31. Rockport enjoying a 6-point advantage. Wood goes to the right side against Atkins, puts a shot up that's off the rim, no, and the rebound is brought down by Peyton Favre. Favre's going to push the basketball down court herself in a hurry this time before the defense can get set. Goes to the right side with it. Inside Atkins. Atkins has the ball dribbled away by Wood. Nice steal there. Great defense by Braylon Wood. Wood's a 5'11 sophomore doing battle underneath. We're going to have a timeout taken by Rockport. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 37-31. Blue Jays up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the score clock here at Mound City shows 4 minutes to play in the third period. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Mound City Panthers here in girls basketball, 37-31. Rockport on top. They have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Aubrey Meyercourt, who's had the hot hand, is dribbling here at the top of the key, working against Messer. Now driving in after it is Meadows. Meadows tied her up, I think. Yep, they're going to call it a tie-up. That's some great defense there by Salem Meadows as Meadows tied her up. Possession arrow favors the Blue Jays. Rockport will maintain possession of the ball with Braylon Wood to inbound it. Wood lobs it up top, stolen away by Meadows. Meadows got the steal after the tie-up. She gets the steal on the inbound pass. Meadows down court with it. Right side, Peyton Favre. Favre tries to dribble to the right elbow, can't get there, reverses herself, comes back out between the rings. Aubrey Meyercourt reaching in, trying to knock the ball away. She's picked up the dribble and needs help. Now gets it off gives the ball off to Osborne. Osborne goes underneath. The ball gets away from her out of bounds. It'll go off Osborne's foot. The turnover will give the ball back to the Blue Jays. So now Rockport enjoying a six-point advantage, 37-31, with 3:22 to play here in the third period, and the Jays have the basketball on the right side in an open look. Didn't want to take the shot, though. That was Gebbards down there. She pieces inside the paint. There's Gaines. Stevie Gaines goes up with a shot. She's going to get fouled, and I think Stevie is going to be at the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Isabel Atkins. On Atkins, her third personal, team foul number one of the period on Mound City. Stevie Gaines at the line. She's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. This one is just short off the rim. Stevie has 7 points in the contest. She hit a couple of field goals here earlier in this third quarter. Stevie Gaines, second free throw is on the way. This one is good. She got it down. So Stevie Gaines now with 8 points in the ball game. And it's 38-31. The lead is back to 7 for the Blue Jays. Peyton Farr working hard, gave the ball to Osborne. The ball gets knocked away from Osborne, but she touched it last. It'll be a turnover and give the ball right back to the Blue Jays. Here comes Rockport. Audrey Meyerforth, long down court pass, left side, driving, laying up, and no, but a whistle and a foul. Stepping to the line for the Blue Jays will be Stevie Gaines. Foul is going to be called, I believe, on Celis. Or check that. No, the foul is going to be on Maggie Osborne. On Osborne, that's her first personal. Free throw is up and off. No good for Stevie Gaines. She'll have another attempt coming. Stevie's now hit 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. As we said earlier, she has 8 points in the ballgame. Second attempt for Gaines is on the way up. And good. Enjoy seeing kids like Stevie Gaines play. I covered Steve Gaines over at Peru State not so long ago. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. 39-38, an 8-point lead now for the Rockport Jays with 2:42 to go in the third quarter. Peyton Farr works between the rings, works to the left side in the paint, pulls up her dribble, gives it over to the right wing. There's a long three. That's up and good. With the three was Osborne, Maggie Osborne, her first three of the night. And now she has 9 points in the ball game. Back to a 5-point lead for the Blue Jays. Rockport. Oh, there's going to be an over and back. The ball got away, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be an over and back, and the ball goes right back to Mound City. So the Blue Jays have managed to open up on two occasions a lead of as much as 7. They now lead by 5, and Mound City has the basketball with a chance to chip away at it. Inbound the pass comes in to Maggie Osborne. Maggie Osborne up to Peyton Farr with the pass. Farr looking underneath, moving toward the hoop. Heavy traffic, ball stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction. Meyerforth driving, laying up and good. That's Audrey Meyerforth, of course. 18 points now for Audrey. Boy, the sophomore is having herself a ball game. She had a big night last night with 19. 41-34. The lead is back to 7 for the Blue Jays. Here comes Mound City down court. They lose the ball, coming up with a steal. Carly Gebhards. Gebhards gives the outlet pass out to Audrey Meyerforth. Audrey Meyerforth is going to pull up for the long three. In and out of there. Wood battling for the rebound, and held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow will favor Mound City. Off the bench in now for Rockford comes Landry Kelly. Landry, a 5'2 junior. She played extensively in the game last night against South Hope. This is Landry Kelly's first appearance in the game tonight, I believe. A little pressure being applied. They get the ball inbounds. Bringing it down is Maggie Osborne across the timeline. She goes right around Wood, goes to the left side of the lane, picks up the dribble, kicks it out to the right wing. There's McDonald for three. Got it. Danica McDonald, her second three-pointer of the night. She has 7 in the ball game, and it's a 4-point contest. Mound City trying to fight their way back into this one. 1:09 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Audrey underneath Meyerforth. Meyerforth kicks it out to the left side. Leah Meyerforth for 2. Or Ella Meyerforth. That was Ella hitting the 2 from the right side. They got Meyerforth all over out here. Ella hit that one for 2. Back to a 6-point lead for the Blue Jays with 49 seconds to go in the quarter. Jump shot up by Osborne, partially deflected, blocked away, rebound brought down by Audrey Meyerforth. There comes Audrey into the defense. Now backs it up to the top of the key, penetrates in the paint, fall-away jumper up and good. Audrey Meyerforth has got it rolling. She now has 20 in the ball game and pushes the lead out to 8. This is the biggest lead yet for either team. Rockport with an 8-point lead, just 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Mound City's obviously going to come down and play for the final shot. Osborne gives the pass off onto the right side to Peyton Farr. Farr hands off now to Meadows. Meadows goes around the defender. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Meadows trapped in the baseline. And I believe a push foul is going to be called here on Rockport. Foul is going to be on Audrey Meyercorth. On Meyercorth, that will be her second personal, just the third team foul, however. 5.5 seconds left to play here in the third quarter, 45-37. Mound City will play it in under their own basket on the baseline left side. They lob it up top. Osborne in the paint. Tried to hurry a shot up. They're not going to get one off. Wait a minute. We got a whistle. And a foul is going to be, no, traveling is going to be called against Rockport. Mound City gets the ball back, but with only 0.6 seconds. 0.6 seconds to go here in the third period. It's 45-37. Rockport on top. Mound City will inbound the ball. Just a quick catch and toss. Shot is up. Doesn't go. At the end of 3, Rockport 45, Mound City 37. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KMTS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KMTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KMTS.com. Time Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're right into the fourth quarter. Live action inbound the ball to Audrey Meyercorth. Rockford with the lead, 45-37. Here's a pass on the baseline, knocked out of bounds, tipped away by Farr, and it'll stay with the Blue Jays. Rockford will inbound it. Baseline right side under their own basket. Tatum Vogler will toss the ball in. Comes into Riley Gaines with it. Gaines around to the near side. Audrey Meyercorth for 3. Boy, they're going to have to put somebody on Audrey. She's just walking away with the game here. Audrey Meyercorth, 23 points now in the basketball game. And it's 48-37. The lead is 9 now for the Blue Jays. Mound City trying to find some offense. Osborne shot in the paint. Whistle. Foul called. I think they're going to put Osborne at the line for a two-shot foul situation. The foul is going to be on Tatum Vogler. On Vogler, that is her third personal, first team foul of the period. At the line, Maggie Osborne. She's 4 for 4 tonight so far from the line. Make that 5 for 5 now. Osborne with 9 points. This one would put her in double figures if she can get it down. 7.5 minutes to play here. Rockport enjoying a 10-point lead for the time being. Maggie Osborne, shot is up. She hit that one. 6 for 6 from the line now is Maggie Osborne. She's in double figures and has, I believe, 11 points now. There's a shot from the corner. Rockport put up and off. No good. That shot was launched by Leah Meyercorth, and the rebound comes down to Farr. Farr goes inside to Osborne with it. Osborne, guarded by Wood, tries to work to the basket, moves to the hoop, shot is up off the rim, couldn't get it to fall. The rebound comes down to Rockport. Here come the Blue Jays on the attack. Audrey Meyercorth, she's had the hot hand inside the paint, gives it out, kicks it to the left elbow now. Inside goes Stevie Gaines for a driving layup. She got the basket and draws the foul. The basket will count. That's a nice-looking move by the freshman, Stevie Gaines, or the foul. Is going to be called on McDonald. Stevie Gaines gets the bucket and will be at the line for the and one. Gaines' free throw is up. It's good, and she completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way there. Gaines, a 5'10 freshman. 51-39. A 12-point lead now for Rockport with 6:49 to go in the basketball game. Mound City trying to get back into this thing. There's a pass that's too tall. Barr was looking for Meadows down in the corner on the right side. The ball went sailing over her head and out of bounds. Our premier sponsors for tonight's game include Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha, also by Shive Drainage in Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag of Mound City, BTC Bank with locations in Oregon, Missouri, and throughout the state, and the Mound City games presented by Yoakum Services right here in Mound City. Say thanks to all of those premier sponsors. If you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball from the Mound City Tournament. 51-39 our score, 6:43 to play in the basketball game. We have a timeout on the floor right now. Gives us a minute for a little bit of housekeeping here. And remind our friends over on the Nebraska side, I'll have Nebraska high school basketball coming up Friday night on our sister station, KTNC. I will be in Syracuse, Nebraska with the Fall City Tigers. A girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game tipping off around 6 o'clock. The boys' game to follow at approximately 7:30. And again, for our Rockford listeners, don't forget, tomorrow night, state championship football. It's our pleasure to make the trip down to St. Joe, Missouri and bring you Blue Jay football state championship for the 8-man division. It'll be live from Missouri Western University, and you'll hear it right here, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Back to live action. Blue Jays have the basketball. Audrey Meyercourt, left wing, inside Stevie Gaines. Shot is up by Gaines over the top, no, and it went out of bounds. Players falling all over here, nothing flagrant. They just landed on top of each other. We do have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays, apparently. Still haven't posted it. Okay, the foul is going to be on Ella Meyercourt. That is her fourth personal, second team foul of the quarter on Rockport. 51-39, Blue Jays by 12 with 6:22 to go in the ball game. Down court on the dribble comes Barr. She's going to be fouled. This time the foul is going to go on Leah Meyercourt. On Leah, that is her third personal, team foul number 3 on Leah Meyercourt. 6:20 to go here now. Mound City with the ball. Barr to inbound it. Barr gets it inside to Meadows. Meadows with the dribble. Salem Meadows, another sophomore in there, to the right side. A cross-court pass. McDonald gets the ball, delivers it back up top to Barr. Barr tries to penetrate in the paint. I've been impressed with this Mound City defense. It's been really difficult for Mound City. They don't get any easy looks at the bucket at all. This pressuring defense by Rockport has been impressive. Here's a driving lay-in up and off. Won't go down for Barr. Gaines is there with the rebound. Fast break the other direction. Nope, we're going to have a traveling call. They got it down court to Leah Meyercourt. She just didn't get the dribble down to the floor in time, and she gets called for traveling. Time running down here on Mound City. They're down by 12, 51-39. The clock is down to 5:48 to go here in the fourth and final period of tonight's ball game. All right, Mound City across the division line into forecourt comes Peyton Barr. Again, that man-to-man pressuring defense here. There's an open look three from the right wing that's up and off. Won't go down for McDonald, but the rebound, follow shot put back. That doesn't go. Put up in the corner by Meadows, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And it's going to go on Mound City. Call for the foul is Meadows. That's her fourth The foul is going to be called on Gillenwater. Gillenwater. Elena Gillenwater picks up her first. Now another whistle as we come up before and yet another foul called. This one is going to go on Meadows. On Meadows. That is her fourth. 5:22 to go here. Team foul number 3 now on Mound City. It's 51-39. Rockport up by 12 with 5:22 to play. Rockport has the basketball. They toss it into Audrey Meyercourt. She's had the hot hand, the leading scorer. Meyercourt tries to lob it into the corner. She was looking for Braylon Wood down here on the right side. Couldn't get it to her. I haven't had it. Meyercourt up here lately. Let's see. She's got 23 points unofficially. Just quickly adding it in my scorebook. 23 tonight for Audrey Meyercourt. Leading all scores in this ballgame. 51-39. The lead is 12 for the Blue Jays. 5 minutes to go now in the ballgame. Rockport's Peyton Barr has the ball dribbled away from her and stolen with the steal coming the other direction. Trying to go in for the layup. The ball is tipped away. Getting the steal was Leah Meyercourt. As she tried to go in the fast break, they came up behind her, batted the ball away. The foul on Peyton Farr. Farr's second personal. Team foul number 4 on the Panthers. Rockport's basketball under their own basket. Into Wood. Wood in the paint. She'll put up a little jumper. Bounces off the front of the rim. Can't get it to go down. Rebound to Maggie Osborne. Maggie Osborne pushes it down court. Into the corner, right side. McDonald, long three. Short off the rim. Rebound pulled down. Tatum Vogler. Ball stolen away. Going up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. Amber Sellis got the rebound, and when she tried to go back up with a shot, she got hammered. And they're going to put Sellis at the line where she'll be shooting two. Foul is going to be on Tatum Vogler. On Vogler, that is her fourth personal. So at the free throw line, Amber Sellis, who has not scored tonight, shooting two. First one is up, off, no good. Amber will have another attempt coming here. The free throw shooting was hot in the first half. Mound City made 12 out of 14. They've cooled down a little. Right now they're, 4 of 6 so far. Another shot coming here for Sellis. It's on the way up. It's off also. And the rebound to the Blue Jays. So now Rockport, all alone under the basket. Shot up off the glass and good. They found Leah Meyercourt waiting all by herself at the back end of the court. Nobody down there. Long down court pass went to her, and it's a 14-point lead now for the Blue Jays. Mound City got caught napping there and didn't realize that Meyercourt was all alone at the far end of the basketball court. In the corner, baseline left side, handling the ball is Sellis. Ball is dribbled away. It's loose on the floor. Farr got rid of it. Into the corner, Sellis. Sellis can't get a look at it. Feeds it inside to Osborne. Osborne with the give and go. Maggie Osborne lays it in and put her down. Osborne with 13 points now. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 3:59 to go in the ballgame. It's 53-41. Rockport is up by 12. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the 68th Annual Mound City Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
City Panthers were up after one quarter, 8-7. By halftime, Rockport had taken a three-point lead, 29-26. An eight-point lead after three periods, 45-37. And now with 3:59 to go in the ballgame, Rockport enjoying a 12-point advantage, 53-41. A lot of time left here. Don't go away. Let's see what happens. Rockport has the 12-point lead and the basketball as they get set to inbound it against full-court pressure. Aubrey Meyercourt across the timeline. Long down court pass, baseline left side. They feed it underneath the Meadows. The ball tipped away. And it's going to be a nice job over there by Osborne to tip the ball off of one of the Rockport players. Mound City gets the steal on the basketball. Farr coming down court, taking an awful lot of time. Very patient for being down by 12 with less than 4 minutes to go. Now Farr takes it into the corner. Baseline left side, Sellis. She can't penetrate. Farr goes underneath with it to Osborne. Osborne in traffic. Goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled and will put Maggie Osborne at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. This foul is going to be called on Stevie Gaines. Stevie Gaines just picked up her third personal. That's three on Stevie. At the line, Maggie Osborne. She's 6 for 6 from the line tonight. This one is up and good also. She's now made 7 out of 7, has 14 points in the ballgame tonight. Puts the lead back down to 11 at 53-42. Maggie Osborne, second free throw on the way. It's up. She's perfect from the line tonight. 8 out of 8 at the charity stripe for Maggie Osborne. 53-43. It's a 10-point lead. Here come the Blue Jays. Stevie Gaines holds the ball. The freshman on the right wing now takes a couple of dribbles. They come out to defend her. Coming after is Osborne. Gaines gets rid of the basketball up to Aubrey Meyercourt. Aubrey Meyercourt to the right elbow. Ends it up. Here's a three that's on the way and off. No good. Shot was put up by Ella Meyercourt. Rebound brought down by Osborne. Osborne brings the ball down court herself, goes between defenders, into the corner left side, Sellis, baseline left side, that's McDonald with the basketball. McDonald in the paint, beats it underneath, ball was stolen away with the steal back the other direction, Meyerforth, and then stolen right back again. Ball was loose, timeout's going to be taken by Rockport to preserve the possession. 2:56 to go in the ballgame, a 10-point contest. 53-23, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we'd like to acknowledge our presenting sponsor for this high school basketball broadcast. It's Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play tonight. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 control panel at the studios. I'm flying solo out here tonight, Kurt Kilman. He knows the feeling. He works alone all the time back there. Good job, Kurt. 53-43, 10-point lead here for Rockport with 2:51 to go. Back to live action. Into the corner, driving on the baseline. Left side, they bring it to the top of the key. Meyerforth has to chase it across the line. That'll be an over and back. And Mound City will get the basketball back. Still 2:44 to play in this one. It's not over yet. Mound City is down by 10. They trailed by as much as 12 in this game. Inbounding the pass will be Maggie Osborne. Rockport trying to hang on to get their second win in as many nights here after the win last night over South Hole, big time. Mound City with the basketball to the left wing. They feed it underneath. Sellis lost a handle on it, gets it back. Comes back up to Meadows with the basketball. Goes to McDonald. Inside Osborne, moves to the hoop against Wood. Off the glass, up and good. Maggie Osborne kind of coming alive here. Timeout's going to be taken by Mound City. 53-45. The lead is down to 8 with 2:22 to go. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
2:22 left to play in this one. It's 53-45. Rockport up by 8. Mound City with full court pressure being applied now on Audrey Meyerforth. Meyerforth dribbles between the double team, brings it into forecourt. Oh, nice pass. Fed it underneath, and she found Tatum Vogler waiting all alone under the bucket. Vogler with her first 2 points of the ball game, and they were two easy ones. She was all alone waiting under the basket for that nice pass from Audrey Meyerforth. Here comes Mound City the other direction, back down by 10 now. In the paint, Osborne can't get off with a shot. Now a fall-away shot that's up. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Sellis can't get it. And the rebound brought down by Braylon Wood. Wood, a 5'11 sophomore, goes up and got the rebound, the defensive board there. Into forecourt, Meyerforth. Meyerforth shoves off with the forearm. Falling to the floor is Meadows, and the foul is going to be called on Audrey Meyerforth. She did that earlier tonight, and there was no whistle. Coach Ryan Osborne was out of his mind over it. This time he jumped up with a little more of a satisfied look as the foul was called. 55-45, Rockport still by 10 now as we're down to 90 seconds to go in the ballgame. Into forecourt, Osborne to the right side. There's a long three that's off, no good. McDonald, rebound to Rockport. Audrey Meyerforth in backcourt against full court pressure, dribbles around two defenders. Audrey brings the ball down court, whips it across the court to Wood. Wood bounce pass underneath. Gaines lays it up. Wood with a nice assist finding Stevie Gaines. Stevie Gaines, a freshman, she's having a great ball game. She's in double figures, I think, 13 or 14 points. 1 minute to go. Be sure and be tuned. Here's a long three on the way that's off no good. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring. Fast break the other way. Laying up. Off no good for Meyercourt. She couldn't get it down. Ella Meyercourt. Rebound. Mound City. Here come the Panthers. 45 seconds to go. With the basketball. Long three on the way. Left elbow off the glass. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Try for putback. Put up by Meadows. She can't get it. Rebound. Blue Jays. 34 seconds to go. Rockport into forecourt. Meyercourt comes to the right sideline. We're going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Peyton Farr. On Peyton, her third personal. That is the fifth team foul, and that means stepping to the free throw line for the Rockport Blue Jays will be Audrey Meyercourt. Adding to her already impressive total, she's got 23 right now, I believe. Shooting two here, Meyercourt got the first one. I believe that's 24 points. As I said, we'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring presented by Highland Community College right after we wrap this one up. So stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll let you know how your favorite player performed tonight, how many points they scored. Second free throw is up and good again for Audrey Meyercourt. She hit them both. Makes it 59-45. The lead is 14 now with just 29 seconds to go. Mound City on the dribble. Peyton Farr with the basketball in the paint. Goes for the driving layup. Got her own rebound. Now it's tipped away. Stolen by Audrey Meyercourt. 17 seconds to play. Audrey Meyercourt in backcourt being double-teamed. She breaks the press and gets it across the timeline. Now the ball is dribbled away from her. She can chase it down. It was tipped. In backcourt is Audrey Meyercourt. Between the legs dribble. 4 seconds. They're just going to let her dribble the thing out. 2-1. There's the ball game. 59-45 will be your final score tonight. 59-45, Rockport defeats the Mound City Panthers. Don't go away. We'll take a 2-minute break here. We'll be back with the postgame show and a rundown of the individual scoring right after this 2-minute timeout. You've been enjoying live coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula with you back inside Mound City High School. Our final score in this girls' contest, the Rockport Lady Jays defeating the Mound City Panthers. 59-45 is your final. Time now for our post-game scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College is close to home, but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's break it down here for you. Again, the final 59-45 individually for the Mound City Panthers. They had two players in double figures tonight. Peyton Farr led the way with 18 points. Maggie Osborne right behind. She had 17 in the contest. Danica McDonald with 7 on the evening. Isabel Atkins chipped in two, and Salem Meadows had one for their total of 45. Free throw shooting for Mound City. Well, they were red hot in the first half, hit 12 out of 14. They finished the game hitting 16 out of 22 from the charity stripe for the Mound City Panthers. Taking a look at the numbers for the Rockport Lady Jays, they had three girls in double figures tonight. Audrey Meyercourt, who had 19 last night to lead the way against South Hole. Tonight she continued. She ended up with 25 points in the ballgame to lead all scorers. Also in double figures, the freshman, Stevie Kane, she finished with 14 in the ballgame. Ella Meyercourt in doubles, she had 10 in the contest. Leah Meyercourt came off the bench and chipped in six. 2 points tonight for Tatum Vogler and two for Braylon Wood. That adds up to 59 points for Rockport. Free throw shooting, the Blue Jays ended up hitting 14 out of 21 from the charity stripe. 59-45 is your final. Rockport with the win over Mound City. Again, this post-game scoring recap presented by Highland Community College, close to home but far from death, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we just have the one game for you here tonight. I won't let our Rockport listeners get away without one more reminder. Do us a favor. Call your friends. Let them know if they can't make it down to St. Joe tomorrow night, that the game's available here on Sunny 101.3 online, mscsports.net. People can listen all around the country on that. Also on your app, on your cell phone at MSC Radio. Lots of different platforms to enjoy Rockport football tomorrow night as they play for the eight-man championship, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. We hope you'll join us if you can't make it down to the ball game. No games here tomorrow night because we'll be at football. We will be back on Friday and Saturday with select broadcasts. Can't tell you yet which one because we got to complete the pool play tonight and tomorrow night before we know who's going to be playing in those games on Friday and Saturday. But watch our website, the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page, and we'll let you know where our coverage will be and when on Friday and Saturday of this tournament. Again, a reminder, I will be on KTNC, our sister station, Friday night with the Fall City Tigers and the Syracuse Rockets. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader. So that just about wraps it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score here tonight. It was the Rockport Girls 59, Mound City 45. Thanks for listening to Mound City Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports.